Will everyone in the Missouri Synod please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 7th chapter of St. John we hear, "If anyone believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from that person's heart." O God, we need all to drink from your reservoir to deal with our long drives, our dull days, our demanding meetings, our difficult situations, and so forth. So we are thankful to receive anew your Spirit that refreshes us and hydrates our heart, so our efforts may flow like a river, working that which is well-pleasing to you, our God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, here. Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, here. Curls, here. Dempsey, here. Dixon, Emery, Holzman, here. Justice, here. Kevney, here. Kehoe, here. Krause, here. Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, here. McKenna, here. Munslinger, here. Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Green. Senator from Clay, a quorum is present. The Missouri Synod is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Synod, first regular session, 32nd day, Thursday, March 7, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same be approved as open and fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. If you would draw your attention to the left side, your left and my right, the young people in the beautiful green t-shirts. This is Engineering Week at the University of Missouri, and the senator from Boone and myself would like to introduce, not individually, but the engineering students from the University of Missouri. They are here to advocate on behalf of their chosen profession and also advocate on behalf of legislation. They're supporting SJR 3, which is a bonding bill. They feel it'll be helpful for them. Students from all across the state and Midwest, they hope to become engineers, and if they would all stand and be recognized, the
Johnson and
Boone
to the Missouri Senate on engineering.
Thank you. Thank you.
Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, to your right and to my left is a young man named Luke Sappa. He's currently a student at St. Louis U. He's up here, wants to be an intern. And one more thing, he's a very honorable CBC graduate. So I would like the chamber to give him a warm welcome.
Welcome the guest of the senator from the 4th to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Senator Ford.
Mr. President, I would request the reading of the resolution be waived and ask that it be printed in the journal.
Has been distributed. The reading will be waived, and it'll be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now would request unanimous consent of the Senate that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for the adoption. Mr. President, this resolution has been a longstanding tradition here in the Missouri Senate, where the Missouri YMCA Youth and Government Program is allowed to use the chambers. The date is set forth in a normal time frame that they allow to use that, and I would be happy to answer any questions, and I would move that the resolution be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Unanimous consent request. Does any senator object? Seeing none, that is how we shall proceed. Does any senator want to be heard on his motion to adopt the resolution? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. I have a report from your committee on rules.
Reports of standing committees. Send your committee report forward.
Thank you for the sound now. Mm-hmm. You think my wife's? Oh, my wife's coming here on Wednesday.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Read the committee report.
Jefferson City.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Numbers 2611 and 31, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 2611 and 31 to Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
Shall be so referred, sir. Reports of standing committees. Senator from 23rd. I'm sorry, from Newton. Well, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President, since you called on me. Would you also please refer House Concurrent Resolution 5 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
So referred, sir. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence will meet on recess in the Senate lounge. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess till 6 p.m. this day.
You heard the motion.